Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. Time is 6 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Central Time. The latest update on Hurricane Delta. We have a brand new advisory from 5 p.m. Central. 100 mile an hour winds now. Movement north-northeast at 14 miles an hour. Pressure 968 millibars. Now we're only 25 miles south-southeast of Cameron, Louisiana. Do have some observations here. The NOAA National Ocean Service, we have a tide gauge there, freshwater canal locks. We're going to see that here in a second, 7 feet above ground. So the storm surge is coming on shore. Look at this, Cameron, Louisiana, gust to 78 miles an hour. Some other areas also receiving gusts in the 70 mile an hour range. So very strong winds, and we are seeing that on the radar here as the eye wall is making it onshore as we speak. So that dangerous eye wall, the high winds on the north side of that eye wall making it onshore, very damaging winds in this case. You're seeing all that tropical moisture continue to move across Louisiana. We're seeing heavy, heavy rain, even in East Texas, and some of those rain bands. You also notice some of these rain bands getting close to right around Baton Rouge, extending out into the Gulf, and that's the area we start looking at the right front quadrant. Some of these areas is the highest potential for those tornadoes. So something else to look out for. The latest forecast that we have look at the actual storm right on the coastline here. Large expanse of winds, 160 miles out from the center. You can see those tropical storm force winds, hurricane force winds about 40 miles out from the center. So dangerous winds, and look at the timing here with time continuing to move overnight tonight around 1 a.m. or so, really close to Alexandria, Louisiana. Start seeing time tomorrow, Saturday afternoon, moving into Mississippi. So any one of these areas, you get the wind, you get the rain on top of that, you can knock down trees and have some significant power outages. And we were talking about some of those water level rises. We can see some of this here. I mean, this is the location that we're getting this observation of the 7 foot storm surge. And to think about it, at low tide, this is where we're supposed to be at that level. And this is where we are. That's a 7 foot difference. That's a dangerous storm surge there. And that's why we've had some of these values we've been talking about for days, how dangerous this can be. So Holly Beach over to the Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge, some places getting 5 to 8 foot of storm surge. Vermilion Bay, that's where we're seeing some of those observations, some of the highest observations, because that's the forecast, 7 to 11 feet. Water getting into that bay, even going inland in portions where all the bayous start filling up, all those drainage canals start filling up with this storm surge. Morgan City to Port Fourchon, 4 to 6 foot of storm surge. Even over Plaquemines Parish, around Lake Bourne in Louisiana, 2 to 4 foot of storm surge. We do have also issues with rainfall. You start looking at some of this rainfall, tropical rains, very efficient rains, 6 to 10 inches of rain possible. Portions of southwest Louisiana through central Louisiana up towards Monroe. So any place like Alexandria, Lake Charles up to Monroe, some heavy, dangerous rain, especially along that I-49 corridor, you can get some flooding rains. That's going to keep moving, even getting some potential for some flooding, even to the mountains of North Carolina. So that's been the latest update from here at the National Hurricane Center on Hurricane Delta.